And Simon Tov Kuf Lamed He, Shalofanos Mechatzer Lechatzer Bechol HaMoed. Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Eim Afana Mechatzer Lechatzer. One should not move any items from one courtyard to another. Afil Mekur Lena'a, even to move it from a not nice courtyard to a nicer courtyard. Velofanos Diraso, should not move where you live. Velofanos Kelov, not to move out any of your items. She'enam Letzor HaMoed, if it's not for the needs of Chol HaMoed or for the Yomtif. Earlier, for sure you can't transport your money from one city to another. You can move from one house to another in a courtyard. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you're not allowed to move items from one courtyard to another is because there's tircha involved, and it's talking about where you are transferring it from a courtyard to another through Rosh HaSarab, which is mafursam. And again, it sounds like if it is Letzorach HaMoed, then you would be allowed to do it, even if it was Bifar Hasiyah, as long as everyone knows that it is being done Letzorach HaMoed. In the same Chatzah, you're allowed to move it from a house to another house, because there's not as much Tirch involved, and it is Bitzina. The Chazon Ish actually prohibited carrying from one Rishus to another Rishus on Chol HaMoed. He felt that that was prohibited, and therefore he used to empty out his pockets before he would leave his house, even on Chol HaMoed. But Rav Vosner says that one need not be makbid on this. Rav Yashav said, the machmer tavol of bracha, but again, this is not required. When it comes to moving nowadays, if one wants to move apartments, move homes, etc., during Chol HaMoed, so nowadays there's a lot more tircha involved than there used to be in their small homes from a chatzar to a chatzar, etc. Our moves are usually big moves with a lot of possessions, so therefore the Be'er Moshe writes that the minhag is not to move your dwellings, move homes during Chol HaMoed, because it is something which is public, there's zilzal involved, it's a very loud move, you have big trucks, etc. Therefore, you should not do so. However, if there is a big hefsin involved, such as you're paying rent on another place for each day that you have extra, and you were not able to move it to your new home before Yontif because the home wasn't ready yet, but now on Chol HaMoed it is ready, and you're paying extra rent to store your stuff, so then you'd be allowed to move. But the Be'er Moshe says that you should make it known to everyone where you're moving from and where you're moving to, that the reason you're allowed to do so is because there's a hefsin involved. Sif Beziyash Material Fantas Mechatzer. Some say you're allowed to move your stuff from another person's house into your own, even from a nice place to a not nice place, because as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's simcha for a person to move stuff into their own dwelling. Siv Gimel, Hazevel Shabachatzer Aser Lahotzer, you're not allowed to take out the garbage from a chatzer. Elias Alkanel is telling you should just push it to the side. And Rabash and Asa Chatzer Karefis, but if it becomes so much that it becomes disgusting, so then Motzino Sal Ashba, you would be allowed to take it out. Simon Tovkov Alamed Vav, called Tsarcha Behema Mutter Lassos with Chol HaMoed. Misafal, Misha Tsarch Lerkov Bemoed, one who needs to travel on the Chol HaMoed, Letayel, for traveling purposes, O Letzorach HaMoed, or for Tzorach HaMoed, Volonisa Lechas Biraglov, and they're not able to do so just by walking. It's too far. Yacholitol Tziparne Hasus, they'd be allowed to cut the nails of the horse. Ulitakin Biraglov, the Mishnah Berurah says it should say Barzilov, which means the horse shoes. Vahuka, Vaharesan, Vahotzarche Rechiv, you could do anything that is needed to fix the animal in order to travel, Vachali Chamalach Nomoid, as long as you didn't plan it that it should be done specifically on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is not only if it's letail for a trip, but even to go visit your friend. The only thing that would not be allowed is if you're going to make money. If you're going to make money where it's not Letzorach HaMoed, so you'd be allowed to travel on a horse, but you would not be able to fix the horse or anything like that in order to travel on the horse. So if it's not Letzorach HaMoed, or you don't really need to walk, so then you're allowed to travel on the horse, but you can't do the fixings. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Rav Nissen Karelitz actually says that fixing a bike would not be allowed, even if it's a Maisa Hedyo, because that is only for enjoyment purposes, and you don't really use it to get from one place to another place. So therefore, if the bike is used to get from one place to another, and it has the status of a horse, you would be allowed to fix it as well. What about fixing a car? So the Or Letzion says that if you need the car for a purpose, so then you'd be allowed to fix anything, even if it's a Maisa Uma, and if you need it, Letzorach HaMoed, because it falls into this category of fixing the horse. And Rav Nissen Karelitz also says this, just as they were matir tzarchei haguf, such as beautifying a woman, beautifying herself, etc., even a maisa uman, so too they permitted this, fixing your car in order to get to wherever you need to do so, even if it's a maisa uman. Where Yashiv says that you can't really fix a car through a maisa uman, only a maisa hedyo, unless there is a davar ha'avid involved where we permit a maisa uman. What about changing a wheel? So it depends how much, what you're changing. If it's a Maisa Hedyot, so then some would say it's permissible. If it's a Maisa Uman, some would say it's not permissible. It depends how much Tirch is involved. So That is what the post. That is what the Or Litzion says, and Rav Sinkarelit says. However, in the English Chol HaMoed book, they quote from Rav Moshe Feinstein that many repairs on a car are a ma'isa uman, and therefore, even if the car is needed l'tzorcha HaMoed, it would not be permissible. So they don't make this comparison to a horse, and therefore they say that changing a tire in many situations would be prohibited if it's considered to be a ma'isa uman, and changing a car battery. And any involvement of a mechanic would be problematic, according to this. So one should consult a posek on what car repairs are permissible on Chol HaMoed and what car repairs are not permissible on Chol HaMoed.